Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this hour, so settle back and listen, or you can call us 888-302-3684 is our number. We'd love to hear your questions and field them. Before we get to some of the things we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about the effects of a Western diet after a diagnosis of prostate cancer. Now, we know Western diet contributes to the development of many cancers. Certain cancers far less common in parts of the less developed world, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, and prostate cancer, breast cancer as well. But what about after the diagnosis of cancer? There's a smashing new study that reveals the influence of diet on the course of cancer after it's been diagnosed in men. Before we do that, though, I want to thank you. I want to thank those of you who listen to this program, who have subscribed to our newsletter, who listen to our podcasts, and visit our website. Because when I started the reboot of Intelligent Medicine, some of you may recall that the program used to be called Health Talk, and the self-same program. But we rechristened it Intelligent Medicine, and then we added a bunch of features, a highly interactive, feature-rich website, a weekly newsletter, which goes out to many of you. You can subscribe at drhoffman.com. We have daily podcasts that you can download. You can subscribe to them with distinguished guests and special focus podcasts on issues like, most recently, supplements for surgery. We did that a couple of weeks ago. And now videocasts. You know, when I started this new enterprise, I said, you know, is it going to fly? Because we, you know, we just have a couple of hundred followers on Facebook. It just sort of dipped my toe into social media, Twitter, and so forth. And we had, you know, a few hundred subscribers. We've reached some milestones. I'm very proud to share with you. We just surpassed the milestone of 3,000 likes on Facebook, and we have 1,000 Twitter followers. We have well over 5,000 newsletter subscribers. And so I shared with some of my readers that information on Facebook, and I got a very, very nice response. I got a whole lot of likes and comments like these, for example, from Susan. Thank you for all the research and work that you do for health. Joanne writes, we're so grateful that you take time out of your very busy schedule to educate us about medicine, health, and nutrition. We're so lucky and much healthier because of you. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Deanie writes, Dr. Hoffman, you've enhanced, improved the quality of life for countless patients, listeners, and followers with heartfelt thanks. Debbie writes, thank you. Intelligent Medicine is my go-to podcast for health-related issues. I trust your opinions, and that alone speaks volumes. Elaine writes, cannot thank you enough for your insightful and spot-on approach to health and nutrition. You have helped more of us than you know. And on and on it goes. I don't want to slight any of the others of you, the many others of you who weighed in with lovely comments along these lines. You know, I just don't want to gush endlessly about the response to that announcement. So look, I know that your time is limited, and there's lots of competition out there in terms of health information, but we'd like to become your one-stop shop for health information. Many of you have found it worthwhile, and we're just tremendously gratified by the following that we have attracted. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and keep listening, and we promise to deliver important health information to you over the next years and for a long time to come. All right, this comes under the What's Your Excuse department. this weekend, a 92-year-old will compete in the San Diego Marathon. You've heard about her. She's actually the darling of the Rock and Roll San Diego Marathon. And she is 92 years old. She's Harriet Thompson. And she established a record a year ago this weekend. Thompson, then 91, ran the fastest marathon ever by a woman 90-year-older, finishing in 7 hours and 7 minutes. Now, those of you who run a marathon, you know that it's a tremendous accomplishment. And, you know, 7 hours and 7 minutes is, I mean, for an ordinary person, it's a little slow. But I got to tell you, you know, when I did a marathon at the age of 39, I did it in 4 hours and change. So it's quite an accomplishment. At twice my age and some, she's doing it 7 hours and 7 minutes. She completed it. And she has a remarkable history because she began running. She didn't run her first marathon until she was 76. So, and the reason she did it was altruistic. She did it to raise money, and she's got a lot of mojo behind her. She's raised $90,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So, this is great. Look, it's not for everyone, and I'm not saying, you know, you may be just 72, 20 years younger, and, you know, can't even conceive of running a mile, but what is your marathon? Pick your marathon and do it, whether it's, taking a 2-mile walk with your pet, that may be your marathon, and that's fine. Just take it up a notch. That's the spirit of the marathon, is to, you know, push beyond your limitations and show a little grit and determination. On the other hand, here's how a 104-year-old woman celebrates her longevity. A Fort Worth woman is celebrating her 104th year of life, and she says the secret is Dr. Pepper. She says that she fell in love with the soft drinks trademark 23 flavors when she was in her 60s. I started drinking them about 40 years ago. 3 a day. Every doctor that sees me says they'll kill you, but they die, and I don't. So there must be a mistake somewhere. For her birthday, she got a very big surprise. Beautiful cake shaped like what else? Dr. Pepper. And she got a gift back straight from the CEO of Dr. Pepper. Different strokes for different folks. Like, there's something about the caffeine longevity connection. There's a lot about caffeine suggesting that caffeine may enhance brain power, perhaps support the pumping action of the heart. You know, this is diametrically opposed to what we once were taught to tell you, that you ought to get off caffeine and, you know, drink decaffeinated coffee or get off coffee altogether. Not apparently so for Elizabeth Sullivan celebrating her 104th birthday. And all that sugar, didn't seem to do her in. All right, 888-302-3684. We'll take your calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. On our Intelligent Medicine calendar, tomorrow, Sunday, in the New York City area, I'm going to make an appearance on the Dr. David Somadi radio program, which is heard Sundays at 10 a.m. on 970 a.m., the Apple, out of New York City. So we'll be talking about vitamins, so check that out for an opportunity to hear an interesting discussion. I'm a great admirer of Dr. Somadi. He does a very nice feature on Fox News every Sunday. Very knowledgeable guy. Also coming up on June 13th, a couple of weeks, I'll be talking at the Men's Health Seminar. I'll be giving the keynote talk at a wonderful seminar put on by Winthrop University Hospital Department of Urology under Dr. Aaron Katz. I'll be talking about natural therapies for men's health. I'll give you a little preview of that in just a few moments, this discussion about prostate health and diet. And finally, I'll announce that on June 24th, we're going to resume our series of informative lectures at the Hoffman Center. This time we're video recording it, and it'll be available via our website within days of the actual event. But you can go there live on June 24th at 6:30 at the Hoffman Center in Manhattan. You can find out information at drhoffman.com. The theme is there a physiologic basis for overeating? You can find out why you eat the way you do, what's driving it, and what you can do about it by attending a special lecture at the Hoffman Center on June 24th. We'll arm you with proven strategies that you can put to use immediately so you can effectively change your eating behavior. It's not enough to be given a diet. You have to strategize around your food cravings, things that trip you up. So go to drhoffman.com for all the details, drhoffman.com. All right, our next caller is Ellen from Boca Raton, Florida. And Ellen, you're going to get a special gift, the Cedar Side Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 2.5 and 4-ounce spritzers, convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value. Hey, you got any bugs down there in Boca Raton?
Honey, it's the summer now, and yeah, mosquitoes and all those little things are coming out now, all the little things, those little bugs, biting bugs and stuff.
So you can use the Cedar Side on yourself, and if you've got pets, you can also use it to protect your pets. People rave about the benefits for pets as well. So we'll send that your way. Just stay on the line, and Al, our producer and board op, will take your information. So what's your question?
Okay. My question is, I have a central series issue in my retina, which I've had for, I guess, like about 10 years. But I've been, they treat it like macular degeneration. I was taking Lucentis for a long time, injections, and
yes,
now they're giving
me Eylea. You have what's called wet macular degeneration. Yeah.
So I wanted to know, are there any, because I asked my doctor and he really didn't tell me, you know, are there any supplements that would be?
Yeah, absolutely. So you got the injections into the eyeball, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there are really two basic types of macular degeneration. The far most common is the dry macular degeneration, which doesn't respond to the injections. That's not how I know you have the wet type. And so you actually get a type of cancer drug that's injected into the eye that prevents the proliferation of blood vessels that cause the leakage and bleeding, damaging your retina when you have wet macular degeneration. The protocol is different from dry to wet. Dry macular degeneration was first found to respond to high doses of zinc, and then it was found that other antioxidants could be beneficial, vitamin E and C, mixed carotenoids, and then it was found that you could add lutein and zeaxanthin to that protocol, and DHA from omega-3 fish oil is helpful. But with your type of problem, your problem is that these tiny blood vessels proliferate, and then they break down and bleed. And so what you want are high doses of bioflavonoids. Bioflavonoids act as blood vessel sealers, And to some extent, vitamin K may also be helpful. So you could take vitamin K2. That is something that sometimes prevents excessive bleeding. But the mainstay of the program for wet macular degeneration is high doses of vitamin C along with bioflavonoids. And I'll name some. Rutin and hesperidin. But in particular, I like to use pycnogenol. And as a more economical alternative to pycnogenol, you can use grapeseed. That would be helpful, I think, for your condition. Also, you don't have diabetes, correct?
No.
Okay. So you just have capillary proliferation and leakage. And the way to handle that is, you know, to some extent, with the right kind of nutritional supplementation, if necessary, medication. You can give that a shot. All right. So this item that I'll share with you, you know, we know that diet has a lot to do with cancer. And one of the subjects I'm going to talk about at the upcoming Men's Health Seminar is the impact of natural interventions on men's health. So finally, there is proof positive, and this is a study I'm going to share in detail with the audience on the 13th. I'll put up a link at drhoffman.com. Western diet after prostate cancer diagnosis associated with increased risk of death. So not only does diet lead to cancer, but if you've already had a diagnosis of cancer, in particular prostate cancer, you can minimize your risk of dying of the prostate cancer and overall death. Here's what happened. They found that those in the highest quarter of the Western diet pattern, Western diet sometimes referred to as the SAD diet, the standard American diet, had a 2.5 times increased risk for prostate cancer death and a 67% increased risk for death from all causes. Men whose diet was predominantly vegetables, fruits, fish, legumes, and whole grains, called the prudent diet pattern, had a 30% lowered risk. So you can influence your fate through natural interventions. And we'll talk more about supplementation and other measures that can influence your risk for your likelihood of prostate cancer survival. Very, very important concept in medicine today. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. One of my new favorite supplements, a new discovery, is Super Beets. I know it's working because I feel more energy within 20 minutes of taking it. I take it before each workout. Clinical studies prove that 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by 16%. And according to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. They produce almost 50% of the levels they did at age 20. So beets can be an answer, but instead you can get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste, no mess, no expensive juicers, no cleanup. Both collegiate and pro football teams and Olympic athletes now use it to boost their performance. Maybe the Rangers should have been taking it last night. It doesn't have the sugary taste of energy drinks, and it doesn't make me crash because it's all natural. So you can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. And you'll also receive a great free book, Beat the Odds, as well as free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's that simple. This is a no-risk offer that lets you try this life-changing nutrition breakthrough today. So call 800-738-2198 or click intelligentbeats.com with a special offer for my listeners. Try it for yourself with a special offer at intelligentbeats.com or give them a call, 800-738-2198. Again, that's 800-738-2198 for Super Beets. All right, now let's talk to Amy from Wisconsin. You're listening to us on WHBY, right? Okay, sorry, Amy's not available. Is Mary available? Oh, okay, that. So Amy is now available. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. Are you listening to us on WHBY?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
My question is...
Amy, you're on a speakerphone, right?
No, not on speakerphone.
I'm on now you sound better. Oh, now you sound better. Okay, good. Keep going.
Okay. My question is, I'm having a hard time absorbing iron. I do have a well-balanced diet, but my iron scores keep coming out low. And so the doctor would like me to take a supplement and try to get up to doing it three times a day. I'm having a hard time tolerating just even the one pill a day. And so I guess my question to you is...
That is a dilemma. That is a dilemma. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You are the tender age of what?
I am 39.
So typical problem for young women, you're menstruating, and that sets you back a little in terms of your iron status. Are you having heavy periods?
Yes, still do.
Okay, so that, you know, so one way of attacking this is, you know, look, I mean, you got an empty bucket. There's two ways to deal with it. One is to fill up the bucket, but if there's a hole in the bucket, you're not going to fill the bucket very well, are you? So one way of dealing with this is to help regulate your periods. And at 39, you may be a candidate for something we called estrogen dominance. It actually, you know, I looked up the things that people find me through on the internet, you know, keywords and phrases, and estrogen dominance is right up there because I wrote an article on that subject. You can Google it and, you know, Google estrogen dominance, and you'll see me right up at the top of the Google list because I explain what happens to women after the age of 35. They start producing more estrogen and less progesterone, and their periods get heavier, and they become iron deficient, and they start gaining weight in places they don't want to gain weight in, and maybe they'll go up a bra size or, you know, find that they're putting weight on their hips. And there's a general slowdown that occurs with estrogen dominance. The way to deal with it is to get on a low-carbohydrate diet, lose weight, because each fat cell is a depot for estrogen production. I know this sounds a little like circuitous. You want to know how to boost your iron, but this is the way to go because you want to make your periods less heavy. You can also take certain supplements that help to bring your estrogen levels to a dull roar instead of, you know, too high to just right. Things like flaxseed, which you can get in the form of a supplement called Breveil. You can also take calcium D-glucarate. That's available at drhoffman.com. You can take a product called DIMPRO, diindolmethane, or DIMPRO, which is an extract of the cabbage family, which regulates estrogen in a helpful way. To the extent you're constipated, you can make sure that you have regular bowel movements because constipation will cause your estrogen to increase. Excess alcohol will cause your estrogen to stay high because your estrogen is competing for elimination and metabolism through your liver. And if you're causing your liver to not function that well through alcohol consumption, or even excess food. Excess carbohydrates will do it too. Your estrogen levels will stay high. So that way you can make your periods more manageable. Now, when it comes to iron, iron pills are almost invariably constipating. So it's tough to absorb iron that way for some people. And, you know, occasionally it's necessary to do intravenous iron. It's a bit of a big deal, and it's expensive, and it has to be authorized usually by a hematologist, and they're pretty stingy about doing that with the way insurance companies are these days. We do it sometimes for our patients. And new, safer preparations make it less likely you'll have an allergic reaction. Iron injections in the butt, they tend to be painful, and they can also sometimes leave discoloration, which is not a pretty thing. So we try to – literally, you can get an iron tattoo in your buttocks, and that's not that's a permanent disfiguring kind of thing. So you have to be careful with iron injections. But the IV iron actually will restore you to normal if necessary. But usually you have to have a very, very serious iron deficiency for your physician to get authorization from insurance to administer that. The best way to do that is through diet. And, you know, to some people say, well, gee, I'm following a healthy diet. Well, what's your healthy diet? Is your healthy diet a diet that includes things like red meat, liver, organ meats? Does that include that, Amy?
Somewhat. I mean, I have red meat, but I don't eat liver or anything like that.
No, that's one of the best ways to replenish your iron. You know, Americans are very loath to eat what we call offal, and it's not spelled A-W-F-U-L, it's O-F-F-A-L. It's organ meats, which are the best sources of iron. But red meat will do it to the extent you are able to consume that. The heme iron is much more efficiently absorbed than iron that you get, say, from spinach. And you can augment your absorption of iron by taking vitamin C with each meal. That will actually somewhat build up your iron. You're not a big tea consumer? You don't drink a lot of black tea?
No.
No, because that actually interferes with iron. And you don't consume a lot of whole grains?
No, I recently had to go gluten-free. They thought I had a gluten sensitivity.
That is precisely a mechanism of iron malabsorption. So if indeed, you know, you have some degree of gluten sensitivity, or if you have full-blown celiac disease, it'll be virtually impossible for you to absorb dietary iron. So that may kick in for you after a while. You won't get, you know, it's going to take 4 to 6 months to see if the elimination of gluten allows you to absorb iron more efficiently. This is a common problem that we see, is this permanent, like lifelong anemia that's alleviated when people get off gluten because they actually have gluten intolerance or even full-blown celiac disease. That's worth trying. That can make a difference. But, the key is, you know, not just to increase your intake, but to decrease your outflow of iron by regulating your periods. So do you have, bad PMS? Or are you finding that you're having to go up, bra size every couple of years, painful swollen breasts, or severe mood changes with your periods?
No, they seem to be pretty regular, and they're
just
not
heavy.
Too heavy.
Just heavy.
Yeah.
Yes, and you don't have fibroids or anything that's causing the bleeding?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, you work on the dietary iron end of things, and if you're stuck, I mean, if you were my patient, I would push for some of the new iron infusions. They can be given intravenously every month or so, and then you can, you know, if all else fails, you can do that, and that works. That will bring your iron up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So check that possibility out. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Let's take a look at this one. I wrote an article that was in two parts in our newsletter. If you subscribe to your newsletter, you'll get it in your inbox every week. Supplements for surgery. And I started out with the supplements that you probably should rethink. Although, some of the supplements they say you shouldn't take, I'm okay with. So, for example, they say stop vitamin E altogether. No, you don't have to stop vitamin E altogether. Just keep your vitamin E to a reasonable level. Keep it under 200 international units per day. Studies suggest that vitamin E actually helps immunity and wound healing. So if you shortchange yourself on vitamin E, you won't heal as well from your surgery. Same thing with fish oil. Many studies suggest that moderate amounts of fish oil don't increase the risk of bleeding. In fact, increase the likelihood that you'll undergo surgery successful, you'll have less inflammation, and you'll have less problems. I'm going to share with you now one item that I omitted from the list of things to take, which was in part two that I sent out this week. Melatonin for preoperative and postoperative anxiety in adults. This comes from an authoritative source. It's the Cochrane Collaboration, who are generally very, very skeptical about supplements, and in fact, even skeptical about many medications. They sort of sit there on Mount Olympus and opine as to which therapies in medicine are worthwhile. And they're equal opportunity offenders. They actually attack some conventional medical practices as well as supplements. But here they talk about melatonin. They say that anxiety occurs both before and after surgery in up to 80% of patients. And anxiety before surgery can actually worsen the surgical outcome because it, you know, has an effect on healing, on your immune system. And so it's a big deal. It's not just, you know, uncomfortable. It is actually potentially detrimental to the outcome of the surgery. So they looked at 12 studies involving melatonin in relationship to surgery. And what they found is that melatonin may indeed reduce preoperative anxiety, and it may reduce postoperative anxiety compared with a placebo. So both pre- and post-anxiety, the dosage, they suggest, is the usual dosage for sleep, anywhere from 1 to 3 milligrams taken as a tablet or sublingually. It should be given. It can be given prior to surgery, although they do tell people to be NPO, that lozenges are very, very tiny. You can put them under your tongue. You won't choke on them if you aspirate after surgery. It says that melatonin can be equally effective as common anti-anxiety medications like Xanax in reducing preoperative anxiety. And the effect on postoperative anxiety is also significant. So consider melatonin for as a pre- and post-surgical measure. Also, the other thing that happens when you get in the hospital and, you know, that the lights are on all the time, the nurses come and bother you all night, your sleep-wake cycle is disrupted, especially when you're in the intensive care unit. So melatonin should be used in the surgical setting to keep patients calmer and to make sure that they don't lose their circadian rhythm, which can also create a lot of stress for the body. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin skin without drying. Their Magaroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Let's talk now to Mary in Westchester. How are you? Are you listening to us on WR?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay, great. Good afternoon. Now, I've heard you talking about taking Venus Optimizer.
Yes.
I have been on it for roughly 6 months. It
right.
did a great, it helped my varicose veins quite a bit.
Great.
But now with
it's
the
it's a product by Jero, by the way. Jero.
That's right, by Jero. Yeah, I heard you talking about it, and
right.
I figured, let me try it. It's
good.
Been very, very good. But now with the hot weather,
yeah.
I notice my feet, my ankles
yeah.
are very swollen. Is there
yeah.
anything I can take? It's not my heart.
No. Okay, so, yeah, that's important to ascertain. Whenever you have a swelling of the ankles, I mean, it's important to get a doctor's checkup because it could be, you know, several things. It can sometimes be a kidney problem. It can sometimes be a heart problem. It can sometimes be, you know, can occur in pregnancy, obviously, when you're compressing the veins, but also it can sometimes be a danger sign that there's maybe a tumor pressing on the veins, causing them to back up. So, you know, whenever the new onset swelling is something worth looking at, but then it's common. It's almost ubiquitous as people age. Their circulation is less good to the lower extremities. It's called venous insufficiency. It's not really a malady. It's almost a universal characteristic beyond a certain point because your veins don't hold back the blood against the flow of gravity. They have valves, and the valves become less compliant. They don't close effectively. It causes blood to pool in the legs, in the ankles in particular, feet. And, you know, hot weather does it because cold weather causes you to vasoconstrict. You know, you're protecting your body heat. You're not enough, you know, less blood is allowed to circulate to the surface so that you don't lose your body heat in the cold weather. In the hot temperatures, you actually want to circulate some of your blood to the surface so that it acts as an air conditioner. So that's sort of what happens in the hot weather. So the remedy par excellence for that is horse chestnut, and that is an ingredient in Venus Optimizer. And you can perhaps amp up on your horse chestnut, perhaps take an additional supplement that's just pure horse chestnut. The evidence behind that is actually pretty good. It's very popular in Europe under the name VinoCare, and it actually comes from the Balkans in Europe, this particular plant, the horse chestnut. In 2006, they did a meta-analysis in the respected Cochrane database of systematic reviews. That's what I just read to you on the subject of melatonin for surgery. It's a very authoritative database. And this is a meta-analysis. They looked at several studies. And what they found is that there is a potential for improvement in symptoms of leg pain, edema, and itch when taken as capsules over 2 to 16 weeks. One famous study, 1996 in The Lancet, found that taking 50 milligrams of Escien, which is the active ingredient, spelled A-E-S-C-I-N, look for a standardized Escien as the key ingredient in horse chestnut. You take that 50 milligrams twice daily over 12 weeks. It works as well as wearing compression stockings, which is no fun in the summer. Man, those are hot and uncomfortable, and they itch, and, you know, it's kind of a mess when you have to do that. So that I would do. The other thing is I have found that some people do better on a low-carb diet at the time that they have leg swelling. And this is something that we noticed from Dr. Atkins' experience. He would put people on a very low-carb diet, and people would lose like 6-8 pounds in the first week or 10 days. What's up with that? They weren't losing fat. They were diuresing. They were losing water weight, partially because they were getting rid of foods that they were allergic to, but partially because of the, you know, just the effect of carbs. Carbs sometimes cause water retention and swelling. So, yeah, you know, that's definitely something that could help you. So consider more of the horseshoe. I'm glad that the Jera product worked for you, the Venus Optimizer.
Yeah, somebody had mentioned vitamin K. Does that help?
Yeah, vitamin K is more helpful for bleeding, and it may help veins. In fact, they use vitamin K sometimes in, you know, for people who have that, you know, that's kind of bluish discoloration under their eyes. They use it as a topical because it may help to some extent. I prefer the bioflavonoids. You can certainly try vitamin K2. That may help, but I'm a little less confident about the effect of that on swelling. Okay? All right. Thanks for your call. And you know, I'll remind you that you got all kinds of great resources at drhoffman.com. This week we just completed an article, two-part article on supplements and surgery. The first part telling us what things maybe you want to avoid before surgery, although debunking some of the prohibitions on things like fish oil and vitamin E that probably are good to take before surgery in small amounts. And part two, specifically what you should take to guarantee a better surgical outcome. So check it out. Subscribe to our newsletter. Also, a reminder on our calendar, I will be appearing at the Men's Health Seminar on June 13th, menshealthseminar.com to register. Also on June 24th, we're having our own seminar at the Hoffman Center. You can come to Midtown Manhattan and attend. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Thanks very much for joining us, and have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.